Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for September 22nd, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on this podcast on your platform of choice. It really helps us reach more people and I'd just flat out appreciate it. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. While we've already seen plenty of the Pixel 6 series officially numerous times at this point, the in-person leaks have been pretty rare this year. Today we're finally getting a good hands-on look at the Pixel 6 Pro in a leaked video clearly showing off its glossy hardware. A video uncovered by a user on Brandon Lee, aka This Is Tech Today's Discord server, shows what appears to be a pre-production sample of the Pixel 6 Pro in its black and grey colourway. It's suspected to be a pre-production unit due to the symbol on the back, which is in line with past early Google hardware leaks. The video itself doesn't really reveal much new detail, but it does offer some clarification on what we can expect from the device in person. For one, we can see that the black and grey version of the Pixel 6 Pro will have a distinctly glossy finish to the glass. It's unclear whether Google will be using a matte finish on any versions of the phone, as it did with the Pixel 3 and Pixel 4 previously. It's also pretty clear from the video that the black in this finish is much more grey than we initially expected. Beyond the finish, we also get a slight sense of that curved glass on the front of the phone. The dark theme on this setup doesn't really offer the best point of reference though, but it's pretty clear that the curve of the glass will be fairly similar to the OnePlus 9 and OnePlus 8 Pro and some older Samsung products that have had the same design feature. Looking at official renders, it sure seems like Google's display will bleed over that edge. In two other photos shared, we can also get a live shot of the display settings with the smooth display toggle, showing 60 and 120 Hz. Another image shows a CPU testing application that corroborates previous details about the Tensor chip. And if you want to watch that little short brief video of this hands-on image itself and the videos, then you'll find a link in the show notes. Google has officially shared or announced plans to purchase the St. John's Terminal property in New York City to build its largest office outside of California in the Hudson Square campus. Google has confirmed the intent to purchase St. John's Terminal in Manhattan as the anchor of a future campus known as Hudson Square. The building is already leased by Google at 550 Washington Street, and Google says the campus will be a 1.7 million square foot location that will serve as the New York HQ for Google's global business organization for sales and partnership teams. The deal is set to close during Q1 of next year. Addressing the elephant in the room, Google explains how this move affects its plans for workers to return to the office, saying that coming together in person to collaborate and build community will remain an important part of the company's future. Google further explains that the new building will offset 100% of carbon emissions and will be reimagined to become a highly sustainable, adaptable, and connected building. Further construction at Pier 57 will include more office space, a public food hall, community space, and NYC's largest public rooftop space with programs run by the Hudson River Park Trust. The upcoming Pixel 6 and 6 Pro passed through the FCC and with some interesting information on the Duo and connectivity. However, a recently updated Google support page detailing 5G connectivity for Pixel devices only lists the smaller Pixel 6 with sub-6 5G support on all US carriers, which is likely an error. In the US, 5G comes in a couple of flavours, sub-6 and millimeter wave. The latter is far less widely adopted but offers increased data connection speeds where available. Given that sub-6 5G is far more commonly available across vast portions of the United States and many major carriers utilise this connection method, we'd wager that this support page is incorrectly showing the Pixel 6 Pro without support on all of the major networks. We already know that a sub-6 5G is more widespread, and those recent Pixel 6 and 6 Pro FCC listings show that there are models launching with millimeter wave and sub-6 compatibility, hence the high probability that these pages have simply been updated in error. If you could only access millimeter wave 5G and with just the Pixel 6 Pro, it would probably limit just how useful the wireless data network connectivity would be wholesale. According to Google's info pages, only 8 carriers including AT&T, CSpire, Google Fi itself, Spectrum, Sprint, T-Mobile, USCC, Verizon, Visible, and Xfinity offer millimeter wave in the United States. In Europe, millimeter wave is even less prominent, with sub-6 5G being dominant. So it's improbable and borderline impossible that Google is planning on launching a millimeter wave only Pixel 6 Pro for that reason alone. It could simply be that the support page is there yet to be or set to be updated once carrier partnerships are finalized, but we'd expect these to be resolved very soon. And finally, with the phone not even a month into its lifespan, the Google Pixel 5a is now supported by the ever popular Android ROM Lineage OS. Google's phones have some of the longest lifespans on Android, with the Pixel 3 series that launched back with Android 9 Pie set to gain Android 12 this year. But for some of you, phones just need to last beyond that final update, and for a sustainability reason, that's a very good reason to hold on to hardware, especially if it's still plenty capable for day-to-day use. Perhaps, though, you just want to have a bit more control over your phone and aren't afraid to get technical to do so. Perfect for either case, Lineage OS, the successor to the classic CyanogenMod mod ROM, is still one of the best known and respected community ROMs. For example, the Pixel 2 series is still actively supported by Lineage OS 18.1, which is based upon Android 11, meaning it's getting security updates that Google has just stopped delivering. As such, the latest device to be supported or fully supported by Lineage OS, according to the official device list, is a Pixel 5a, Google's latest mid-range phone that launched back on August 26th. The phone's swift arrival should come as no surprise, as it has a great deal in common with last fall's Pixel 5 and 4a 5G, both which use the Snapdragon 765G processor. In fact, 2 weeks ago, an unofficial build of Lineage OS for the Pixel 5a, from the same community developer behind this, was shared online. For now, Lineage OS's nightly builds are still on a weekly schedule, meaning the first official build for the Pixel 5a is not yet available to install, but will arrive likely either in the next few days or over the next few weeks. Of course, the many community developers of Lineage OS are far from focused on Pixel phones, though. In the last 2 months alone, the ROM has added support for devices like the Asus Zenfone 8, Xiaomi Poco F3, and even Walmart's on Android TV box. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.